This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. A lot of times when you're looking at the pious, you're waiting for a name. But sometimes the most pious people go unknown in this world, and in fact can impress those who are known for their piety. This is a particular incident that took place in the lifetime of one of the greatest scholars of hadith of all time, and Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala. Sufyan al-Thawri says that one day I was sitting in the masjid between the prayers, supplicating to Allah and reciting the remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, I paid attention to this unknown man that was calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, he made this dua that stuck with me for the rest of my life. He said, he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Allahumma la tahrimni khayra ma indik. O Allah, do not forbid me from the good that you have, li sharri ma indi, for the evil that I have. O Allah, do not forbid me from the good that you have, for the evil that I have. And Sufyan said, this unknown man's dua was more beautiful than any dua that I had known and that I had been making in my own personal life. There's a lot of power to this, and it fits with that prophetic equation once again, that as you're calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Him for something, asking Him for forgiveness, then understand that the more good that He has descended upon us, the more that our evil has ascended towards Him at time, or the more that our ingratitude and our sins ascend towards Him. And so this acknowledgement is, once again, the acknowledgement from the Prophet ﷺ in the dua of Sayyid al-Istighfar, the chief of seeking forgiveness. أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي. I fully admit to you the good that you have given to me, the blessings that you have descended upon me, and I admit my sins that I have ascended to you. So this is a dua, one of those duas that we can make as well. Oh Allah, do not forbid us from the good that you have for the evil that we have. We depend fully on your mercy. We ask Allah to forgive us and to show mercy upon us and to not let our sins or our shortcomings disqualify us from that mercy in this life or the next. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.